From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. First of all, a big wow, for it feels like there are exciting times ahead. What a time we are all living in. Even as I was preparing for this week's Love to Love segment, it took me less than a second to realize how much of soul-stirring work has been going on in the Sai circle. The whole of last year was an offering of sorts to our Lord's 90th year of Advent, and it feels like Prashanthi Nilayam has been on wheels since forever. Even if my mind wanders as far as the last quarter of 2015, there was Dasara, Diwali, Akhand Bhajans, Ladies' Day, Convocation, birthday festivities and Christmas. And this year started with alumni meets, and here we are in week 2, celebrating the annual sports and cultural meet of Sai institutions, with Sankranti again adding its vibrant hue for weekend celebrations. And not to forget the yatras, the dramas and the symphonies that have captured the spirit of Sai in between all this. Now I must say, there is no fulfilling way to start a year except like this, which is celebrating the love and life of our dearest Bhagwan every day in every way. And with that, I invoke Bhagwan's divine blessings on all of us as we start today's show with a special focus on the annual sports and cultural meet. Now, before we go back in time to relive the lessons, messages and beautiful experiences, here is a discourse clip from the year 2003 where Bhagwan shares his sports day message with all of us.
Is not sports and games over a limited period.
నిరంతరం కూడా మీరు గేమ్స్ లోనే ఉండాలి.
You should be in this game throughout.
నడిచే నడక యందు,
in your walking,
పలికే పలుకునందు,
words,
వినే వినియందు,
listening,
తలచే తలపులు యందు,
thinking,
చేసే పనులు యందు,
your actions,
ఒక్కటే ఏకత్వంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
There should be perfect harmony in all
this. అది ఏ భారతీయ సంస్కృతి.
That is Bharat.
Satyam vada dharmam chara anindi Bharatiya sanskruti.
The culture of Bharat said, speak always truth and walk along the path of dharma.
ఈ రెండింటిని మాత్రం మీరు మరవకుండా కాపాడుకోవాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
Bhagavan says that we should uphold and maintain the twin principles of Satya and Dharma, lead an ideal life, so saying, blessing everybody, Bhagavan concludes his divine discourse.
Havaon mein khushboo pyar ki hai, kaisa ye geet vaadiyon mein खुशियों का ये सावन हर दिल पे बरसे हैं तेरे कदमों पे हवाओं में खुशबू प्यार की है सारे
मिट रहे हैं, दिल से ताले उठ रहे हैं, हर जुबां पे एक ही वादा, दिल से दिल का होगा दिल का नाता। एक ही अंबर एक खुदा है, टूटा फिर क्यों ये जहां है, हर कदम पे हम आशियाना बना है, आशियाना बना है, आशियाना बना है, आशियाना बना है, दिल की बगिया से फूल लाए हम, सपनों के तारों से सजाए हम, आशियाना बनाए, आशियाना बनाए, हवाओं में खुशबू प्यार की है, कैसा ये गीत वादियों में
Welcome back, dear listeners. Just to let you know that all the songs that you'll be listening to in today's Love to Love program was composed by Swami students for the many such sports and cultural meets in the last few years. Now, the first annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was held at the Hillview Stadium on the 11th of January 1988. Bhagwan arrived at the stadium at 7 a.m., was escorted by 4 pilot riders and motorbikes, and heralded with a 21-gun salute. Sports meets since then always had the same charm. With musical melodies ringing through the air, he arrives through the guard of honor, the beloved chancellor of the university unfurls the institute flag, releases pigeons, lights the torch to inaugurate the meet, accepts the salute offered by the students during the march past, and sits through each and every program of the school and varied university campuses. And all of us who have been a part of this memorable adventure know Swami's involvement starts way back from deciding the program, attending the practice sessions, and guiding his students and staff alike. And also giving them humongous experiences through it all. So stay tuned, dear listeners. We will be right back with more on the annual sports and cultural meet.
बढ़ते उमंग अपने, ओ मेरे साई हम सफर, जिंदगी के राह में चलते, रुकते नहीं बढ़ते साई हम सफर, बढ़ते कदम थकते न हम, साई के प्यार को पाए, बढ़ते कदम थकते न हम, साई के प्यार को पाए, जिंदगी के राह में चलते रुकते नहीं बढ़ते साईं हम सफर बढ़ते कदम रखते न हम साईं के प्यार को पाने हम बढ़ते कदम रखते न हम साईं के प्यार को पाने
Welcome back, dear listeners. In the very first divine discourse of the sports meet celebrations, Bhagwan highlighted the role of the 5 D's, dedication, devotion, discipline, discrimination and determination. This is what he said, and I quote, "Discipline is most essential for students. From the moment you wake up, you have to carry out your morning ablutions, meditate on God, and then do your prescribed duties in an orderly manner without deviating from the regular routine. Variations in the routine from day to day are undesirable. You should not wake up at 1 hour on one day and at a different time on another day. The day's activities should be regulated by the same schedule. Immediately after finishing the morning chores, one should devote, in the calm and serene atmosphere of the morning, at least for a few minutes to loving meditation on God. The human estate is based on regulation and self-control, and these have to be strictly adhered to in daily life. Young people in their tender years tend to follow the inclinations of the mind. They do not rise to the level of their intelligence. Consequently, they are subject to various agitations and frustrations. They have therefore to learn to use their powers of discrimination. I am a human being. In this condition, how should I conduct myself so that I may win the respect and regard of others? These are the questions which each student must ask himself. He should inquire on every occasion as to what is the right course and what is to be avoided. He should decide on what he should do and where he should go after due inquiry. Swami says that love is of two kinds, one related to the physical and other related to the divine. All the fears and delusions afflicting the world, all the chaos and violence prevalent today are due primarily to physical attachments. These are also responsible for the falsehood, corruption and other evils rampant in society. Divine love knows no differences among individuals and nations. Egoistic attachments and selfishness are at the root of all human troubles and conflicts. Physical love should be confined to strict limits. If the divine consciousness were not present within, of what use would the body be? It would be as useless as a school without teachers, a farm without water, a temple without a deity. You must develop divine love. You must be resolute in striving to achieve what you aim at. Only then will your devotion and discipline bear fruit. There is no meaning in parading one's devotion. The external human form has no significance. You must be human in your actions and feelings. By reforming your conduct and purifying your thoughts and actions, sanctify your lives. That alone is true education, which will lead to self-realization.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Let us continue with this week's theme of sports and cultural meet of the Sri Sathya Sai Educational Institutions by recalling an incident from the sports meet of 1992. Now, it all started when in the evening, Swami agreed to come to see the practice session of the presentation that the students of both the school and the institute were making. Swami arrived promptly at around 6:30 p.m. and told the then registrar, Mr. Chakravarti, that he has no time and there should be only one program. The registrar and some others tried to explain to Swami that it would be too short a time to show anything, but even some of the students prayed to Swami that, "Swami, please stay for the entire rehearsal." But Swami said, "No, next time I will do it." But the program started, and as time passed, Swami became more and more interested. When one of the visiting university grants commission, that is UGC team members, pointed out that the sets were very good, Swami at once said, "All these are done by our students with absolutely no professional help." Then the dance item started, and then Swami told some of the elders that all the dance and music is learned by the student themselves. There are no special music or dance teachers to teach them. It is all hard work and self-effort. When one of the dancers, which was a robot dance, was to come on, Swami was attracted by the headlights of the robots and asked what it was. And then came the martial arts program, and throughout the martial arts, followed by the drills and gymnastics presentations, as well as the other items, Swami kept on asking about the participants and the item, and all items were being watched with rapt attention. In this way, what was originally said to be one item only went on till 8:15 p.m. Swami then said that the program is very good, but he reminded the students that the devotees have to sit in the cold and watch, so all items must be made a bit short. That is Bhagwan, dear listeners, caring for each and every one of us and remembering everyone all along the way, students and devotees alike.
Krishna. Krishna. How much you love us, oh Lord. how much you care for us, how much you love us, O Lord, how much you care for us.
Let's not forget these days, sin that you feel. Let's not forget these days, sin that you feel.
In the silence of the night, when the stars are shining bright, cool rays of the moon reflected on the still sea. In the silence of the night, when the stars are shining bright, cool rays of the moon reflected on the still sea.
We felt your love in our heart. We felt your love in our heart. We felt your love in our heart. We felt your love in our heart.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We just spoke about his love for the event and his devotees. Now, here is an excerpt from the January 14th, 1994 discourse where Bhagwan talks about his students and the speciality of the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Sathya Sai Educational Institutions. Swami says, and I quote, "This month witnessed the annual sports meet of our students. I don't like to comment about students elsewhere, but I do wish to say something about the accomplishments of our students. Indeed, the students participated in the sports and games with great enthusiasm. Sports form an integral part of the scheme of studies in our institutions along with various academic subjects like physics and chemistry. That being the case, why does not everyone take part in them? Not only should there be participation, but there should also be an awareness of the philosophy and principles governing the sports and games. The aim in sports should not be victory by any means, fair or foul. Whoever may win, others should greet it with fraternal feelings. The rules of the game should be strictly observed. Prizes do not matter. What is important is the sense of self-satisfaction derived from playing the game well. Looking forward to the sports meet, the students have been enthusiastically practicing for nearly a month. In other universities, sports activities are supported by the grants from the University Grants Commission or other agencies. In the Sathya Sai Institute, no request is made to any outside agency for funds to pay the teachers' salaries or to meet the medical or other expenses. Education is provided free of fees, from kindergarten to postgraduate studies. No fees are collected for sports, library or other amenities. Nor did the Central Trust or the college offer any funds for the sports program. We do not desire to proclaim to the world the spirit of sacrifice and dedication of our students. We only express our own satisfaction with the performance of our students. In the preparation for the sports and cultural meet, all the expenses have been met by teachers out of their voluntary contributions. No one knows, not even the registrar or the vice chancellor, how this is done. It is rare to find students of such exemplary nature who cooperate with each other in a spirit of brotherhood. In all the three campuses, which is Brindavan, Anantapur and Prashanthi Nilayam, the dresses and other material required for their program were got from their own resources. Students, you have done well in your studies as well as in sports. What Swami wants from you is that you should conduct yourselves when you go out into the outside world in the same spirit of discipline and devotion which you display here. You must realize that it is only in our institute that the students have the opportunity to have continuous contact with the Chancellor himself from day to day. You must make good use of it and hold yourselves forth as role models to the world. Students should realize that spiritual practice is as important as secular education. You should realize how much you owe to God for all the benefits you enjoy in life which are really gifts from God, including the air you breathe and the water you drink. Should you not be grateful to God for all this? Without gratitude, life is meaningless. Be loving even towards those who hate you. Control your anger and other evil tendencies.
खुशियाँ चाहिए गाए हर दिल यहाँ
प्यार तेरा साथ मिला जो खिल उठे जहाँ
ओ प्यार तेरा साथ मिला जो खिल उठे जहाँ
गूंजे तेरी दास्ताए खुदा
पे फिदा
तुझसे है दिशा तुझसे ही फिजा तुझसे आसमां
आंखों का नूर तू है दिल का सुरूर तू है सांसों की ये सरगम तेरे लिए है
तेरे संग रहे यही दुआ है
यही तो हमारी आरज़ू
गूंजे तेरी ताए खुदा
झूमे हर दिन होके तुझ पे फिदा
रुक ये प्यार की सपने जो लाएगी सूखी माटी में सावन जो गाएगी
गुजारिश है दिल की ये तुमसे जीना हमें तेरे साथ
स्वर्ग बन जाए ये दुनिया तेरे कदमों पे चलकर तेरे प्यार में हम खो जाए
यही तो हमारी
गूंजे तेरी दास्ताए खुदा
झूमे हर दिल होके तुझ पे फिदा
लम्हा लम्हा महकी है रोशन है समा
खुशियाँ खुशियाँ चाहिए गाए हर दिल यहाँ
प्यार तेरा साथ मिला जो खिल उठे जहाँ
तो प्यार तेरा साथ मिला जो खिल उठे जहाँ
गूंज तेरी दास्ताए खुदा
झूमे हर दिन होके तुझपे फिदा
Sai.
from 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Size Thursday Live.
Radio Size Thursday Live.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Our beloved Bhagwan used the occasion of sports meet and followed by the prize distribution ceremony on Sankranti Day to give valuable advice to his students and teachers. Now, here is an excerpt from a divine discourse from the 14th of January 1990, where he talks of the teachers and the role they play in encouraging the students to make this event happen.
ఆనందముతో ఎట్టి శ్రమలు కూడా కనిపించకుండా ఉత్సాహంతో రూతలోగుతున్నారు.
ఇన్ ది పాస్ట్ 5 డేస్ బోత్ ద బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ యూనివర్సిటీ హ్యావ్ పార్టిసిపేట్ ఇన్ ది స్పోర్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ గేమ్స్ విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎంథూజియాజం జాయ్.
కేవలము విద్యార్థులకు మాత్రమే కాదు,
దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ కన్ఫైన్డ్ ఓన్లీ టు ద స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఇది అధ్యాపకుల యొక్క బాధ్యత కూడా ఉంటుండాలి.
దేర్ ఈస్ ఎ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది టీచర్స్ ఆల్సో.
అధ్యాపకులు కేవలం ఒక వ్యక్తిగతమైన యొక్క దీనిని మాత్రమే తాను విచారణ చేస్తున్నారు.
టీచర్స్ ఆర్ కన్సిడరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ ఓన్ ఇండివిజువల్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ.
ఏదో ఒక అధ్యాపకుడు ఫిజిక్స్, ఇంకొక అధ్యాపకుడు కెమిస్ట్రీ, ఇంకొక అధ్యాపకుడు మ్యాథమెటిక్స్, ఇలాంటి పాఠములు మాత్రమే క్లాస్ రూమ్ నందు చెప్పి తమ యొక్క బాధ్యతలు ముగించుకోవటం ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నారు.
ది టీచర్స్ మేబీ దే ఆర్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ దేర్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ద క్లాస్ రూమ్ టు టీచ్ ఎదర్ ద ఫిజిక్స్ మ్యాథమెటిక్స్ ఆర్ కెమిస్ట్రీ.
వ్యక్తిగత బాధ్యమే కాకుండా సమష్టి బాధ్యతను కూడా తాము వహించాలి.
దేర్ ఈస్ నాట్ మెయిర్లీ ది ఇండివిజువల్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ బట్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ కలెక్టివ్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ.
పాఠాలైనటువంటి అధ్యాపకుల యొక్క సమష్టి అధికారం.
In with reference to the sports and games, there is a collective responsibility and duty of all the teachers.
కానీ ఇందులో అధ్యాపకులు అధికంగా పాల్గొనటం లేదు.
But unfortunately today the teachers are not participating in large numbers.
దీనికి కారణం ఏమిటో అనేటువంటిది కూడా కొంచెం విచారణ చేయాలి.
We have to also examine the reason as to why the teachers are not.
ఒక్క నెల నుండి బృందావనము లోపల అధ్యాపకులు విద్యార్థులు రాత్రిం పగలు కూడా శ్రమం కృషి చేస్తున్నారు.
ఇన్ బృందావన్ ఫర్ ది పాస్ట్ 1 మంత్ ఆల్ ద టీచర్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ స్ట్రైవింగ్ అండ్ వర్కింగ్ టుగెదర్.
అనంతపురం నందు కూడా అనేక మంది టీచర్స్ అంతా దీనిలో పాల్గొని ఈ విద్యార్థులకు తగినటువంటి ఉత్సాహ ప్రోత్సాహాలు అందిస్తూ ఉన్నారు.
ఈవెన్ ఇన్ అనంతపుర్ క్యాంపస్ మెనీ టీచర్స్ ఆర్ జాయినింగ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎంకరేజ్మెంట్.
రెండింటికంటే అధిక భాగంగా కూడాను మన ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్ లోపల ఉండినటువంటి వాళ్ళు చాలా అధికంగా శ్రద్ధను అభివృద్ధి చేస్తున్నారు.
ద టీచర్స్ ఇన్ ద ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్ కంపేర్ టు దీస్ టూ ఇన్ ఎ గ్రేటర్ మెజర్ దాన్ ది అదర్ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ పుట్టింగ్ ఇన్ దర్ ఎఫర్ట్.
తెలివితేటలు కలిగినటువంటి పెద్ద పిల్లలకు ఉత్సాహ ప్రోత్సాహములు అందించడం అంత ఘనమైనటువంటిది కాదు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గ్రేట్ టు ఎన్కరేజ్ అండ్ ఎన్థ్యూస్ ద గ్రోన్ అప్
అమాయకులైనటువంటి పిల్లలు,
ద ఇన్నోసెంట్స్
నేట వయస్సు కలిగినటువంటి పిల్లలు,
ది చిల్డ్రన్ ఇన్ దర్ టెండర్ ఏజ్,
ఆట పాటలంటే ఏమో ఎరుగునటువంటి పిల్లలు,
ది చిల్డ్రన్ హూ రియలీ డు నాట్ నో వాట్ గేమ్స్ అండ్ వాట్ స్పోర్ట్స్ మీన్,
వాళ్లను ఈ విధమైనటువంటి అద్భుతమైనటువంటి యొక్క చర్యలు ప్రదర్శించేటువంటి చర్యలు వారికి బోధించాలంటే ఎంత శ్రమ పడాలో మీరు యోచించవచ్చు.
వాట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ హెర్క్యూలియన్ టాస్క్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టు టీచ్ దెమ్ అండ్ ట్రైన్ దెమ్ అండ్ మేక్ దెమ్ పార్టిసిపేట్ ఇన్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్
ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్ లోపల 45 మంది టీచర్స్ ఉన్నారు.
దేర్ ఆర్ 45 టీచర్స్ ఇన్ ద ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్.
రాత్రంతా ఈ ఆటపాటలకు సంబంధించినటువంటి యొక్క పదార్థములు పరికరములు తయారు చేయటం.
త్రూ అవుట్ ద నైట్ ది స్పెండ్ మేకింగ్ ప్రిపరేషన్స్.
పగలంతా కూడా ఎండ అనేటువంటి శ్రమ లేకుండా వారితో తరబీదు గావించటం.
త్రూ అవుట్ ద డే దే గో టు ద స్టూడెంట్స్ అండ్ గివ్ దెమ్ ది ట్రైనింగ్.
చేయటం వల్లనే 700 మంది విద్యార్థులను ఏ అధ్యాపకుడు కూడా ప్రక్క లేకుండా కూడా అంత గొప్ప ప్రదర్శన గావించడంలో ఎంత ఆశ్చర్యమో యోచించండి.
ది డెమోనిస్ట్రేషన్స్ గివన్ బై దీస్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్ వాజ్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ హై స్టాండర్డ్ బికాస్ బై ఇట్ వాజ్ బై 700 స్టూడెంట్స్ బికాస్ of the efforts put in by these teachers.
4 సంవత్సరములు 5 సంవత్సరముల యొక్క పిల్లలు.
The students are of the age of 4 years.
ఇంటిలో ఒక ఇద్దరు పిల్లలు ఉంటుంటేనే వారిని పోషించడము, వారిని అదుపులో తేవటము అమిత శ్రమంగా ఉంటుంటుంది.
పేరెంట్స్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టాస్క్ ఈవెన్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్
700 మంది పిల్లలను, అనేక సమస్యలతో కూడినటువంటి పిల్లలను ఈ విధముగా కూడాను ఆనందవంతంగా ఆదర్శవంతంగా తీర్చిదిద్దాలంటే ఇది ఎంత శ్రమపడాలి.
వాట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డిఫికల్ట్ టాస్క్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టు ట్రైన్ 700 సచ్ స్మాల్ కిడ్స్ అండ్ గివ్ దెమ్ ఎ ట్రైనింగ్ కంపేరబుల్ టు ది స్టాండర్డ్స్.
ఇందులో మరొక విషయము, ఎందుకంటే పబ్లిక్ తెలియటం లేదు కాబట్టి ఈనాడు చెప్పవలసి వచ్చింది.
దేర్ ఈస్ వన్ మోర్ థింగ్, ద పబ్లిక్ డస్ నాట్ నో.
45 మంది టీచర్స్ లోపల ఒక్కరైనా కూడా జీతాన్ని పుచ్చుకునేటువంటి వారు లేరు.
Among the 45 teachers, not even one is accepting anything like a salary.
వాళ్ళను పోషిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు, బోధిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
ఫ్రమ్ ది లవ్ వెల్లింగ్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ దర్ హార్ట్స్ దే ఆర్ టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ది చిల్డ్రన్.
ఏదైనా ఇంతో అంతో కొంచెం పాకెట్ మనీ కింద ఇస్తే కూడా దాన్ని వారు అంగీకరించడం లేదు.
Even a little money is given as pocket money to them, they are not accepting even that.
4 గంటలకే లేచి వారికి స్నానాలు చేయించి వారికి డ్రెస్సులు వేయించి వారి అనేక రకమైనటువంటి యొక్క సరైన స్థితిలో తీర్చిదిద్దుతున్నారు.
They get up as early as 4 o'clock, take up various things like getting them ready, getting them dressed up, the small children, all such things are done.
ఈ విధంగా మన ప్రశాంతంలో ఉండేటువంటి క్యాంపస్ లోని ఇంత అద్భుతమైనటువంటి త్యాగమయమైనటువంటి ప్రేమమయమైనటువంటి యొక్క జీవితాన్ని గడుపుతూ ఉండగా,
when there are examples in this particular school who are offering an ideal life of sacrifice, dedication,
principal,
whether it is the warden or the principal,
teachers andaru kudanu okka traati paina okka maata paina nadustunnaru.
They are moving on one word and one body. There is a total unity of purpose, and
anduvalane ekkada ee unity undo akkade purity untundali.
Where there is unity, there is purity.
Ekkada aa purity undo akkade ee divinity untundali.
Where there is purity, there is divinity.
आरज़ू है जुस्तजू है तेरी, प्यार की ख्वाहिशें तुमसे ही. आरज़ू है जुस्तजू है तेरी, प्यार की ख्वाहिशें तुमसे ही. मंजिल अपनी है बस यही, तुमसे ही विदा जिंदगी. तेरे प्यार में तेरे साथ में जीना है हमें, तेरे प्यार में तेरे साथ में. నీ సుందర హాసముకై, నీ ప్రేమ పలుకులకై ఆశగా చిరునవ్వు, నీ సుమధుర కామేప్యముకై హరితపించుచున్నాము. నీ దర్శనం భాగ్యం, నీవే మా గమ్యం, నీ కొరకై మారాటం, నీవే మా సర్వం, సాయి నీవే మా సర్వం, సాయి నీవే.
Tune to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you 24 hours a day the message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Welcome back, dear listeners. On yet another year, Swami had a lot of praises for his girls of the Anandpur campus for their wonderful display of grit, courage and grace. Swami said, and I quote, "Anandpur girls are also doing bike stunts. They will do them much better. They will have planks on the bikes. On those they will do formations and yogasanas. They will practice very well. Whatever they do with faith and devotion. They do with the feeling that they are doing for Swami. The girls have Atma Vishwasam of faith in the self. Last year, when they were doing stunts on the jeep, one of the tires went off the ramp. But with the faith that Swami was there, the girl who was driving the jeep drove very fast. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is truth. And where there is truth, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss. Anandpur people do things very quietly. For 12 years, Swami has not gone there. But they have great devotion and faith. Their devotion is increasing further. They see only me when they come here to Prashanti Nilayam.
నీ చూపుగా ప్రతి వృక్షమే నీ గుర్తుగా వెలికేటి తారకే నీ ముగా జాబు మా కిర్తుమా
జీవితం ఇక దిద్దుమా జీవితం ఇక దిద్దుమా
వర్షించే వచనామృతం
ప్రేమామృతం ప్రేమతో ప్రోగని
వేణువై ప్రేమతో ప్రోగని
చల్లని చూపై వసిల్లని
ఆన జ్యోతి మారు
వెలిగించని వెలిగించని వర్షించే వచనామృతం
Welcome back, dear listeners. Let's now listen to some of the experiences of his students as to how the annual sports and cultural meet has left an unforgettable mark in their lives. To begin with, we have Sai Kanwar, who is currently doing his MBA program. He is recollecting an incident from his primary school days. He says, "It was in our third standard during sports meet that many of us had been diagnosed with jaundice. I was one among them. I was asked not to take part in the sports meet and was thus sent home. My mother prayed fervently for my health and also for my participation in the sports meet. It was a pleasant surprise when the teacher called home the next day to inform my parents that I had been selected to welcome Swami onto the stage on the sports day. However, the story did not end there. I was feeling weak but somehow managed to take the car to Swami on January 11th, 2000. Swami blessed me with Pad Namaskar and also granted us a chance to pose for photographs along with him. It was the 14th of January 2000 and we were seated for darshan. It was my last darshan before I went home as I was still down with jaundice. Swami came for darshan and asked for some 5 boys to distribute prasadam. Some seniors started distributing. I did not take the sweets as I knew that I was not supposed to eat oily sweets since I had jaundice. But Swami looked at me and came down asking, 'Did you get prasadam?' I replied that I did not and told him that I was suffering from jaundice and I was forbidden to eat oily sweets. Swami then said, 'Nothing will happen. Eat the laddu. Only then you will be all right.' Swami called for the prasadam and gave one laddu to me. I was perplexed. I did not know whether to eat the prasadam or not. Finally, I ate the prasadam because Swami had commanded me to do so. I was scheduled for a medical examination soon. After the tests, I found that the doctors and my parents were in the state of amazement. They told me that they were surprised to see that I was completely all right. There was no trace of jaundice in me at all. Referring to this, on a later occasion, Swami told me, 'Brother may forget, but a mother will not.'" So with that beautiful incident, let's move on from the primary school to the university. We have Brother Amrit Thapa of the 2000-2005 batch narrating his story. He says, "During the sports meet, we divide students into 2 houses. In each section, undergraduate and postgraduate, I was chosen as the vice captain of one of the undergraduate houses. Our house won the championship that year, By Swami's grace, I won the cultural championship runners-up prize. So on the prize distribution day, I would receive shields from Swami twice, one as a house vice captain and once more as cultural champion runners-up. I thought, anyway, I am receiving one shield from Swami, why not give the chance to one more boy? Thinking so, I left the opportunity of house vice captainship to another boy and retained only my cultural championship title. But things turned out to be quite different that day. During the prize distribution, as my name was about to be announced, Swami stopped the distribution for individual winners and gave shields only for campuses and school representatives. I felt very bad. Tears rolled down my cheeks because I had pulled out my name from the vice captainship. And I had put a lot of my time and effort, spent sleepless nights, and I had forgone all comforts to gain the title so that I could receive the shield from Swami's hands. That was my dream, and all my dreams were shattered to pieces. Now, some of the students, including myself, who were yet to be given prizes, mustered some courage and asked Swami for his grace after the bhajans. How can Swami see his children crying? He gave medals and shields to all those who were left out before. Now, the story does not end here. After 2 years, by his grace, I was chosen as the vice captain of the institute, which is a great honor and privilege. On the sports meet day, the captain's names were announced and I saluted Swami representing the institute. I felt proud. On the prize distribution day, all the representatives of the various campuses received cups from Swami himself, and I was fortunate to collect it on behalf of the Prashanti Nilayam campus. Recollecting all these incidents, I can only say that the Lord never fails to reward us for our good acts. He might delay, but never deny.
संग हम चले हर घड़ी हर पल तू ही राह है तू ही है मंजिल ये जिंदगी तेरी चाहत में यही ख्वाब है दिल की धड़कन में पद में लिए सपना तेरा चल पड़े लब पे लिए नाम तेरा चल पड़े ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का ये रिश्ता
बिताए तेरे संग अधूरे जीवन में भर दे सारे रंग
हर गम भूल जाएंगे हम हर गम भूल जाएंगे हम ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का
रिश्ता है जन्मों का। धूल बन के भी हम मिट जाए अगर, शोले बन के भी हम जल जाए अगर, धूल बन के भी हम मिट जाए अगर, शोले बन के भी हम जल जाए अगर, सरफरोश बन जाए तेरी कदमों पर तमन्ना यही है लब पर। तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं, तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी। ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं, तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी। ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का, ये रिश्ता है जन्मों का, ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का।
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स। The annual sports and cultural fest of the Sri Sathya Sai educational institutions conclude on the Makara Sankranti day with a prize distribution ceremony that is organized in the divine presence of Bhagwan Baba in Sai Kulwant Hall. Swami gives away trophies of appreciation to all campuses and to the students who were the sports and cultural champions. Now to conclude today's show, let's listen to a speech that was delivered by Sri Sanjay Sahani on the Sankranti of 2015, who was then the director of the Brindavan campus and is currently the controller of examinations of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Stay tuned, at 3:30 we will have the live Telugu program Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesha Chari, hosted by Brother Sai Prasad. So till I see you next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
I offer our loving obeisances at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Revered elders, dear sisters and brothers, and my dear students, I welcome you all to the prize distribution function of the annual sports and cultural meet 2014-2015 for the Sri Sathya Sai educational institutions here at Prashanthi Nilayam. This being the Sankranti season, I also extend my warm Sankranti greetings to one and all assembled here. Makar Sankranti is a very auspicious time, a time of family reunion, a time where in many parts of our country this coincides with the harvest season, a time for rest, a time for peace. And here at Prashanthilayam, it is also a day where at the end of the annual sports and cultural meet, we sit back to receive Bhagwan's benedictory boons at the end of a very hectic sports and cultural season. Amongst the festivals of India, most of which are based on the lunar calendar, Makar Sankranti is special because it is based on the solar calendar, and that's why every year it comes on almost the same date, January 14th or 15th. And in many parts of our country, it is celebrated over several days. Prashantlim is no exception. In the tradition of North India, yesterday we had Lohri being celebrated in the ashram. And this will continue till tomorrow. It is auspicious in our Puranic lore because of a number of references. In the Mahabharata, Bhishma Pitamaha, who had Ichhamaran, the boon of dying according to his will, waited for 56 days on a bed of arrows on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, waiting for this moment to give up the body, because it was considered to be the start of Uttarayan and highly auspicious. It is also on Makar Sankranti day that Emperor Bhagirath did Tarpan for his 60,000 ancestors who were burned to ashes in Kapil Muni ashram, and he did tapasya to get Mother Ganges, and it was on this day that the Ganges water flowed over the ashes of his ancestors, an occasion which is even today celebrated and commemorated at the confluence of the Ganges River and the Bay of Bengal with a great celebration at Ganga Sagar. The day after Sankranti has another beautiful legend associated with it, and because of which this festival is also very intimately associated with Lord Sri Krishna. And the legend relates to the Govardhan Giri episode. The Govardhan Giri episode is an event in Sri Krishna's life, pregnant with a number of messages. Of course, the story goes back, according to Bhagwan, even earlier to the Treta Yuga, when the bridge was being constructed across the ocean. At one point of time, it was felt that the bridge is complete, and there were these monkeys holding hills, trees, etc. And the message was sent back that whatever you're holding, leave it where it is and come back to the ocean shores, because the bridge is now complete. So there was this little hill which started lamenting, and the message was communicated to Sri Ramchandra. The message of the hill, he said, I was uprooted from my native place. I thought I will get a chance to participate in the divine mission, and I am neither here nor there, and I am being left standing in a totally unknown territory. So this message was communicated to Sri Ramchandra, and he sent a benediction to the hill. He said, don't worry, when I come again in Dwapar Yuga, you will certainly get a chance to participate in the divine mission. And so it was at this time of the year where the villagers of Vrindavan were getting ready to worship Indra, who showers his bountiful rains and brings prosperity to the villages of India. At that point of time, the little boy Krishna goes up to his father, to his elders, "What are we doing?" He said, "We are going to worship Indra." He said, "Why should we worship Indra? Why not worship this hill which is giving us so much of benefit, so much of help?" And that's how the worship of Indra was redirected to worship of the hill. And the legend goes that Indra got annoyed and he flooded the region with copious amounts of water. And the Brajavasis were all afraid and they prayed to Sri Krishna and he said, "Don't worry." And lo and behold, he lifted the Govardhan mountain and asked all of the villagers, his family members, to come under them and said, "Take protection." When Swami was once narrating this episode, he added a beautiful insight. Everybody was wondering, he is lifting the hill, how is he going to put it down? Because he is holding it on his little finger, how is he going to manage putting the hill down? So everybody is keenly observing, the rains have abated and now the time comes to come out from under the hill. So he asked all the others to move out and everybody is looking at him. And suddenly there is a thunderclap. So when there is a thunderclap, everybody started looking in that direction. Next moment when they looked at Sri Krishna, the parvat is already down and he is standing next to it. There is none who can fathom the mystery of the Lord. The Govardhangiri episode also reminds us of a beautiful spiritual message. Mark what the Lord has done and inspired his people to do. He redirected all his village members from the worship of Indra to the worship of the Govardhan Parvat. Parvat in our Sanskrit language is called Achala, that which does not move. Indra represents the indriyas, the senses, and Achala represents the spirit, the immovable Atma, the unshakable Atma. So the Lord gave us this beautiful message that instead of leading a life of pleasure seeking, seek a life of God loving and Atmic consciousness. That is the message that the Govardhangiri episode gives to all of us. On this beautiful morning, at the conclusion of the annual sports and cultural meet, a meet which the students and the teachers celebrated as ushering in the advent of the 90th year of the advent of our Lord with the spirit of white and orange. White represents the student community, the teacher community. That was the dress Swami chose for all of us. And orange representing Bhagwan himself. Over the decades we have had this beautiful bond of eternal love between the students and our divine chancellor. He would inspire the students. In fact, the sports meet itself is his gift to the students of his educational institutions. Every day during the month of December, he would be there on the grounds to see the rehearsals, forget the final day performance. I remember one day when he had come, the students were putting up a horse riding show. And there was this boy who was trying to jump a hurdle on his horse and right in front of Swami, he fell down. The horse threw him off balance, so he fell on the ground and he rushed to Swami, but Swami patted him, blessed him. On the final day, again, he was there in the ground. The boy had a perfect jump. He again rushed to Swami's presence. And Swami asked him, "Are you happy today?" you have made a perfect jump. The story doesn't end there. See, that blessing of Bhagwan, how and what it does to students is something worth watching. That student who jumped with his horse and offered that at the lotus feet on that beautiful sports meet January 11th is today a black cat commando providing security to the VVIPs of our country. A humble, a loving offering at Bhagwan's lotus feet and see what the divine can do to your life.
ये प्यार मुझे मिला है ये